Do you know, I had surgery on my back.
Yeah, we've had a lot of health-related issues. She had open-heart surgery when she was 18 months old.
Leslie Tatz and her mom, Jill, have been through a lot together. Right. But they're like this, Leslie says, as she tightly crosses her fingers.
Where'd you go?
UNM.
You went to UNM? What'd you do at UNM?
32-year-old Leslie was born with multiple physical and cognitive disabilities. On this day, she's getting home from a field trip with Adelante, where she receives supervision during the day while her parents are at work. Medicaid pays for Adelante and Leslie's health care, but she won't get any additional government benefits until she's moved off the waiting list and into the Developmental Disabilities or DD waiver program. Then she'll be eligible to receive things like vocational and speech therapy, counseling, and coaching to help get and keep a part-time job.
So, Leslie, do you want to move into your own apartment?
Heck yeah.
How come?
Why? So you do fun things.
With me!
No, not with you.
Leslie and her 18-year-old brother Noah, who also has disabilities, are lucky. Their mom Jill has a master's degree in special education, and she makes sure Leslie and Noah get to doctor's appointments, attend school and daycare, and that they are active in social clubs and Special Olympics. People with developmental disabilities often need help in their daily lives, help that's organized by a case manager for people in the DD waiver program. Jill Tatz says people with disabilities who have no case manager are often parked in front of the television. She's determined not to do this to Leslie and Noah.
I do all the case management, and it's hard. It's really, really hard. Because it's not only community services that we need to access, it's vocational services, it's educational services, and it's medical services.
The Developmental Disabilities Waiver Program was created by Congress in 1981 to transfer people with disabilities out of public institutions and back into the community with government support. New Mexico's DD waiver program has a budget of about $326 million, just under three-quarters of which comes from federal matching dollars. This money provides services for the 4,700 people who are in the program. Some families get paid to take care of their loved ones. The program also pays for people with disabilities to live in small group homes. Meanwhile, there are over 6,000 people on the waiting list. The Tatzes have been waiting for more than 9 years.
When I hear what a rich state we are with natural resources and oil and gas, money is there. Why aren't we using it for these populations that need it the most? We're really doing a disservice to our children, to other adults with disabilities in the community, if we're not funding the services that they're really entitled to.
Even though the Tatzes would be considered middle class, he's a dentist and she teaches at Central New Mexico Community College, they cannot afford the cost of placing both Leslie and Noah in independent living. State officials say the DD waiver waiting list is so long because there just isn't enough money. Kathy Stevenson runs the New Mexico Developmental Disabilities Supports Division. She points out that her agency has reduced the waiting list by 800 over the last several years and plans to reduce it by several hundred more. She says the waiting list is sometimes misunderstood.
When we say waiting, it doesn't mean they're waiting with nothing. Many of these are children who are in school. They're also people who are receiving personal care option services through our state Medicaid program. So they're getting their personal support that way.
Those personal support services include help with bathing, shopping, or grooming. The state spent $124 million on those alone between 2006 and 2008. But the benefits in the DD waiver program include a much broader range of services and therapies that people on the waiting list are eligible for, and they cost an average of more than $71,000 per person. Disability rights advocates are disappointed lawmakers failed to fully fund the DD waiver program during this year's legislative session. Jim Jackson fought for a bill that would have required the Department of Health to say exactly how they plan to reduce the waiting list.
Frankly, I think that this bill was held up a little bit because some people were concerned that we would be bringing a lot of family members to the Capitol, that there'd be a lot of pressure on legislators to put more money in, and I think some people didn't want to hear that.
So as they wait, the Tatz family often relies on the kindness of friends to help out.
I think when you think about having children, you think you're going to do your best job to bring them up, and then they're going to be able to be somewhat independent and live on their own. That's not the case here.
Last year, a state task force found that the state would need to add more than $80 million over the next several years to cut the waiting list time from 10 years down to 3. In Albuquerque, I'm Deborah Martinez.